Act on Climate was written in the snow at the landing zone where US President Donald Trump's Marine One helicopter sat down in Davos. But he soon made clear to those gathered here at this ski resort in the Swiss Alps that he isn't worried about climate change predictions. Trump has been criticized for supporting the fossil fuel industry and withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. But he defended his policies and said America would protect its economy. Referring to climate activists, Trump spoke about what he views as fear-mongering.
This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process, because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen.
Trump's speech was received in virtual silence from the audience, apart from a brief flurry of applause. But that happened when Trump said the U.S. would join a World Economic Forum initiative to plant 1 trillion trees worldwide. He did not directly name the teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg, who was in the audience, the 17-year-old Swedish girl who led a global movement calling for urgent environmental action, opened a session titled "Averting a Climate Apocalypse." She said she was outraged that the United States leaves the Paris Climate Agreement. But Thunberg also made clear that others in power even don't live up to the accord's requirement. The Paris Agreement calls for global temperatures to rise as close as possible to 1.5 degrees Celsius, or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, compared to pre-industrial times. That's why Thunberg said she had joined environmental activists to send a special message to those attending the 15th World Economic Forum in Davos.
We demand at this year's World Economic Forum participants from all companies, banks, institutions and governments immediately halt all investments in fossil fuel exploration and extraction, immediately end all fossil fuel subsidies, and immediately and completely divest from fossil fuels. We don't want these things done by 2050, 2030, or even 2021. We want this done now.
And she warned the delegates that her generation would continue to fight for a cooler world. She believes that's needed, as in her words, our house is on fire. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.